Hello, everyone. My name is Asif, and I lead Salesforce practice at Royal Cyber. So today we are here to conduct our another episode of our podcast series on Salesforce B2C composable commerce. As part of today's session, we are going to talk more on the out-of-the-box CMS, which is provided by Salesforce as part of the B2C composable commerce package, and that CMS is Page Designer. So we'll see how Page Designer is being available as part of B2C composable commerce React based storefront. All right, so I have today Iftikhar Khan, who's our Salesforce certified B2C commerce architect, and I have Foha Khalid with me, who is our technical lead for Salesforce B2C composable commerce. All right, so Foha, to start with you, how this this Page Designer comes within Salesforce B2C composable commerce, how it is being available or packaged as part of the Salesforce B2C composable commerce product?
So Page Designer comes supported with PWA kit with the template already. It is supported over there. They have a couple of components even defined that you can use, and if you have additional components, you could just add a bit of a code, and basically the same way that it functioned before, it's the same over here as well. And you don't really have to do anything extra to get it running.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it means if you have Salesforce B2C composable commerce React based storefront setup, you actually get this as part of the package, and you can exactly start running it without any additional coding or configuration which you may have to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Now, I think there's one more, there's a question which is being mostly asked by the customers, and there's a lot of confusion around that concept, which is when anyone, any customer who would like to migrate from the existing Site Genesis or SFRA architecture, and they are, let's say, very extensively, for example, Site Genesis, and there are customers who are rich in content, they are very extensively using Page Designers, their marketing teams, their merchandisers, they use Page Designer very extensively on the daily basis now, and they create content, page layouts. Now, when those customers, let's say, if they want to migrate to composable commerce, the question which is being asked is whether the content which is already there, which has been created by using the Page Designer within the existing site, would that be available when they will migrate to Salesforce B2C composable commerce, or they will have to do some sort of content migration or any additional activities to have to reuse that content which is created there? Iftikhar bhai, you can answer, and then I'll let Foha to answer the same.
Okay, sure. So basically, there are two parts of this, your question. So number one is if they can use the contents they have created as it is in the site, in the composable, yes, they can use those pages and the components they have created in the Page Designer. Salesforce B2C Commerce provide SCAPI API for that. They will just be using that SCAPI from the storefront and pulling all the pages. So basically, Salesforce Commerce Cloud provide SCAPI API get pages and like this, right? So you can just pull all the page and the components, the complete component hierarchy with the data and the script as a JSON response, and you can render your in composable storefront. So yes, they can reuse 100% of those contents they have created in the Salesforce B2C Commerce Page Designer CMS. But the second part, like the migration, so in future, if they want to use the external CMS only and they do not want to use the Business Manager Page Designer interface for the content creation, so in that case, they need to migrate the content from B2C Commerce into CMS if they don't want to use Page Designer, right? Okay. But at the same time, in composable architecture, you can use two CMS in parallel as well, the Page Designer and the external CMS, right? So you can keep your existing component as it is in the composable, and you can integrate the new CMS for the future content you want to create in the B2C commerce. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's reusable 100%. Yeah.
Sure. Fuha, your thoughts on this?
I think it's I basically covered the entire gist of it. But yes, exactly. If you have something already configured, for example, you have a page on site Genesis, you're moving to Composable, there is minimal work that you're going to have to do. You're going to be able to pick it up and have it running on your Composable storefront as well.
Okay.
Yeah, as you said, that if you want another CMS, you can have it running parallelly as well. You can just tell it which route you want it to run on, and you can have that working on the same site.
Okay. All right. So in a way, you both are saying that, and we all agree upon that, the content or the pages which are being created within the page designer, or whatever work has been done by merchandiser or marketing team on the in the existing site Genesis or SFRA storefronts page designer, that work or that content can be reusable within the composable architecture as well, without much of an additional effort, right? Okay, excellent. Fuha, coming back to you, what kind of, now again, I mean, we talked about the content, reusability. How about the features now? Because existing sites in SS and especially SFRA architecture comes, page designer comes with a lot of extensive features, which comes out of the box. So when using the features on Composable, are all those features which are part of existing page designer functionality in SFRA or SiteGenesis are also available in Composable, or there is still something which is missing and would be available in next releases?
So they are available. Out of some features, like if I were to mention some, you have scheduling, you've got, you can base the view on your customer groups. Like all of those features that a merchant would want to use, you can access them definitely from Composable as well. Same as you had on SiteGenesis or SFRA, you can have the exact same functionality on Composable as well.
Excellent. So it means if any customer who would like to, in a nutshell, I would say that if any customer would like to migrate to Composable, and they want to go with Page Designer, they can go with Page Designer with much ease using all those contents which are already being created, right? And they can have same contents reused within the Composable Page Design.
Yeah, benefit of staying in the same platform. It's just a different storefront, but your source is the same still.
Sure. Excellent. Okay. Now, we've been hearing a lot of new features introduced as part of the upcoming releases of Salesforce B2C Composable Page Design. Any of the new features which you may come, in your mind, what kind of new features which Salesforce is launching when it comes to Page Designer?
Before we get started on the actual feature itself, one thing I'd want to mention is for those who are familiar with Page Designer, you probably already know this, that if you're using a component, for example, you're using a slider, you have to add a bit of code to, make that slider functioning, to make it slide or whatever. What they're introducing now in Salesforce is pretty interesting. They have an Einstein ChatGPT kind of AI, which would generate that code for you. So even that effort that you had to previously put in, you don't have to do that anymore. You just put in your component, it generates the code for you, and you have it, working, everything's functioning the way it should. Pretty much almost, it's going to amount to like almost zero effort from your end to get it running. It's a pretty exciting feature that's coming up.
Yes, it is. So you are saying that if any component which you want to create within Page Designer, and in present time, a developer, React developer, they have to write the code, right? At the storefront level to have that component rendered correctly. But here, once this new feature is out, you can actually just have that code generated on the click of a button, right? And then you can just copy paste that code and start using it.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so right now when we create the page designer pages, so we create three components, right? One is ISML template and one is the configuration file and the other one is the script itself, right? So this new generative API feature that Salesforce is currently working on, so that will enable the developers to generate the code based on any your target storefront. For example, it is on React-based, for example, or on Angular-based, or any other client-side JavaScript-based storefront you have, the custom storefront. So it will generate the components based on whatever you will say. So you will have the component for that compatible with that storefront. So it's, I think, really interesting thing. So that will save a lot of time of the developers.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, that would really save a lot of time, a lot of effort. Foha, now we would like you to please walk us through, a quick review of or the rundown of the page designer component, which is available in B2C composable storefront.
So I'm sharing my screen. Hope it's visible. Yeah. You can see over here, we've got this deployed on MRT. This is the route that we gave it. It's just a test page. So we gave it this route to generate this. And all of this is coming from Page Designer right now. To show you from a sandbox perspective, this is a page that we've designed on the sandbox. We've got this hero banner, some categories. We've got a slider over here. And when we come back over here, you see that this is basically this component is running and everything is being generated. And if this was, for example, a page from SiteGenesis already configured, we would just have to write, as we discussed before, some code to maybe get the slider running, and the rest of it would just, be rendered. And it's as simple as it looks.
Okay, excellent. So yeah, I mean, this looks pretty similar to what you have it on Safari. I mean, so for especially for the marketing users or the merchandisers who more extensively use Page Designer to create these pages, for them the transition would be seamless, right? Excellent. All right, I think we have covered almost everything in terms of the CMS and the Page Designer component of Salesforce B2C Composable Commerce. Thank you guys. Thank you for joining this session, and hopefully we'll look forward connecting with you again for the next session. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.